This diagnosis with child dictating patient's name is Linda Bulow, BUELOW, Linda, LINDA. Date of birth is 5/9/1941. Date of service is 7/15/2022. Ms. Bulow is a very pleasant 81-year-old female with history of endometrial adenocarcinoma, as well as stage 3B rectal cancer. Underwent chemotherapy and brachytherapy. She was being watched, had a recent MRI done. We did show asymmetric mural thickening of the left low rectal wall as well as extramural nodule. She was admitted to the hospital, underwent robotic abdominal perineal resection, cystoscopy with bilateral urethral stent placement and remove. Also underwent hysterectomy, total robotic, with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy and sentinel lymph nodes. Reconstruction of the perineal defect with abdominal versus thigh base flap. She was treated with IV antibiotics, was subsequently doing, was in the hospital, was seen by infectious disease. Patient was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehab. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath. She has complaints of feeling weak and fatigue, also complaining of some abdominal discomfort. Has been on oral antibiotics. She denies any fever, chills, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for rectal cancer, anemia, aortic thrombus, arthritis, depression, diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension. Hypothyroidism, seizure disorder, back surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, rectal surgery, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, total hyperarthroplasty, abdominal perineal resection, as well as hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to vancomycin and shrimp. Current medications. Include Traceba, Lyrica, Augmentin, Levothyroxine, Oxycodone, Amlodipine, Sertraline, Lipitor, Multivitamin, Protonix, Sevdinir, Tylenol, Losartan, Novolog, Insulin Aspart, Tylenol, B-complex vitamin, Morphine, Sulfate, hydroxyzine, cholecalciferol, docetaxel sodium, Xarelto. If system cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of rectal cancer, history of endometrial cancer, status post-surgery, and brachytherapy. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, complaining of back pain, history of arthritis. Neurological, she does have history of seizures. There is any history of TIE or CVA, complaining of generalized fatigue slash weakness, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, weight 214 pounds, blood pressure 149 over 72, temperature 97.3, pulse 84 per minute, respiration 18, blood sugar was 152, oxygen saturation was 93%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart. S1, S2 audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, no tenderness, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, and status post abdominal perineal resection as well as hysterectomy slash bilateral salping oophorectomy and urethral stent placement, history of rectal cancer, history of endometrial cancer, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next degenerative joint disease, next hypothyroidism, treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, she was encouraged to drink fluids, drink and eat better, work with physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup, she'll follow up with the surgeon also, if she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ted Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, Ted, T-E-D. Date of birth is 12-12-1959. Date of service is 7-15-2022. Mr. Curry is a very pleasant six-two-year-old male. Was admitted to the hospital, found unresponsive on his floor. He was intubated in the emergency room, admitted to ICU, was given some Narcan with some improvement. Was felt to have CO2 narcosis, as well as acute and chronic hypoxic and hypercapnic respiratory failure. He did had chest X-ray. We did show multifocal pneumonia, was started on IV antibiotics, given frequent nebulized breathing treatment, continued on the ventilator, also had acute kidney injury, was given IV hydration, was being treated at the hospital. He was subsequently extubated. He does have history of COPD as well as chronic kidney disease and obstructive sleep apnea, history of chronic pain on methadone, hypertension, gout, and chronic lymphedema. He was subsequently extubated. He was diuresed, continued IV antibiotics, pulmonary medicine saw the patient, recommended treatment for the severe obstructive sleep apnea related to hypoventilation. Patient was kept on BiPAP. He was, initial blood cultures did grow MRSA, but did improve. Follow-up blood cultures were negative. Infectious disease did recommend continuing on the vanco. TE was negative for endocarditis. Chest X-ray did show bilateral opacity. He was seen by nephrology because of renal failure. He did receive hemodialysis and was not requiring any further dialysis. And blood pressures were being monitored. He was started on amlodipine as well as continued on the Coreg. His CT chest did show nodular opacities and bulky lymph nodes. It was recommended repeat CT scan in 3 months. Also was found to have a thyroid nodule. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was improving. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he said that his breathing is doing better. He does complaints of back pain. He said that he was on a much higher dose of methadone at home, which was reduced at the hospital. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for morbid obesity, chronic hypoxic and hypercapnic respiratory failure on home oxygen, COPD, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, gout, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, anemia of chronic disease, chronic lymphedema, gout, and history of MRSA infection. Past surgical history has been significant for bursectomy, cholecystectomy, and Healy's per surgery. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications. Current medications include amlodipine, nephrovitamins, thiamine, Miralax, allopurinol, Coreg, methadone, furosemide, albuterol self-inhaler, albuterol NMTs, folic acid, Pepcid, Tylenol, cyclobenzaprin, disacordyl suppositories, and cyanocobalamin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, history of chronic hypoxic and hypercapnic respiratory failure, history of obesity, hypoventilation, history of COPD, and sleep apnea requiring CPAP. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of chronic kidney disease. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of back pain, history of chronic pain, history of chronic lymphedema. Neurological, no complaints. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, social history, smoking, stopped 7 years ago. Before that, he smoked for a long time. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. physical examination. Weight 314.2 pounds, blood pressure 116 over 75, temperature 98.6, pulse 96 per minute, respiration 19, oxygen saturation was 93%, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis. No wheezing, abdomen was obese but soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities chronic edema and chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, awake and alert, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, multifocal pneumonia. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, gout. Next, hyponatremia. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Next. Next, lung nodules with enlarged lymph nodes. Next, thyroid nodule. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Next, morbid obesity. Next, chronic back pain. Next, DJD. Next, chronic lymphedema. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. We'll continue current medication. Consult physical and occupational therapy. Incentive spirometry. Continue blood breathing treatments. Explain to patient in detail about her pain program. We'll continue current medication. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Kathleen Juve, J-U-V-E, Kathleen, K-A-T-H-E-N. Date of birth is 12/15/1945. Date of service is 7/13/2022. Our date of service is 7/14/2022. Miss Juve is a very pleasant 76-year-old female. With history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hepatocellular carcinoma. History of intrahepatic biliary ductal dilatation, hyperlipidemia, and glaucoma. Admitted to the hospital with elevated bilirubin. Patient had was seen by GI, had a biliary drain placement. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Her blood pressure was elevated. Her liver enzymes were elevated. Her bilirubin was 9.3. Patient was admitted to the hospital for a consultation to IR for biliary drain placement. Patient had biliary drain placed. Was subsequently doing better, was feeling weak. Was subsequently discharged from the hospital, was doing better, and admitted to the hospital for admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complaints of feeling weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. Does complaints of getting tired easily. She denies any abdominal pain. Was having some itching. She denies any other complaints. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus. Hepatocellular carcinoma, biliary ductal dilatation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, past surgical history, non-contributory, social history, smoking some time ago, had smoked for a long time, alcohol, previous history of alcohol use, none currently. No other drugs. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications. Include Tylenol, Trazodone, Losartan, Latanoprost, Colace, Cholestyramine, Tylenol, Glimepiride, Amlodipine, Oxycodone, Bengay Cream, Hydroxyzine, Polyethylene Glycol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, complaints of abdominal pain, history of jaundice, history of hepatocellular carcinoma, history of biliary ductal dilatation, status post-stent pacing. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denied any history of seizures, no history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, complaints of generalized fatigue. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 158.6 pounds, blood pressure 114 over 66, temperature 97.5, pulse 27 per minute, respiration 18, oxygen saturation was 94%. HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball counts were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, status post biliary drain placement. Next, hepatocellular carcinoma. Next, biliary ductal dilatation. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Next, generalized weakness. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will cancel physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better. Try to work with therapy, improve her strength, continue other medications, will monitor her sugars, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 12-14-1937, date of service is 7-13-2022. Mr. Batten is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's laying in his bed. He states that overall he's been doing better. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Overall, he says that he's been feeling better. has been trying to do some stretching exercises. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1. Parkinson's disease, next depressive disorder, next degenerative joint disease. Tree implant is patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Overall, will continue current medications. He was encouraged to eat better. He has lost another pound. I have encouraged him to eat better. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Diana Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Date of birth is 9/3/1941. Date of service. Is date seen is 7/15/2022. Miss Carroll is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing better. She states her pain is somewhat improved. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies the shortness of breath. She does have pain when she moves or ambulates. She otherwise has been feeling well, has been eating better, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, compression fracture, L4. Next, radiculopathy. Next, osteoporosis. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of glaucoma. Next, DJD. Tree implant. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She has appointment with her neurosurgeon. Will continue current medications. Continue to work with PTOT. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Lori Boutel, B-O-U-T-E-L-L, Lori, L-O-R-I. Date of birth is 3/10/1958, date of service. It's 7/13/2022. Date of service is 7/14/2022. Miss Botel is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She stated that she is not having any constipation. She does not want to take the Colace or Miralax. Also, she said that she does not need the Flomax. Her stone has been extracted. Her stent was removed. She's feeling much better. She's not having any more pain. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, kidney stones. Next, congestive heart failure, next, hypokalemia, next, hypothyroidism, next, DJD. Tree implant is consultation about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Will discontinue the Flomax, continue other medications. Will DC the Colace also. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.